Radio Theater is on the air.
There's a rider on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodeling, yodeling, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. And now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, riders in the sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Yodelay, you. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, with the 1,902nd performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, buckaroos and buckarettes, and thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over border radio. This is Ranger Doug, and before we quarter another horse, let me take a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. To my left, that's your right. As you gaze into your true tone excelsior this evening is the young man who sings the melody in our trio.
Yes.
The winner of the gold glove of the bunkhouse bass, he's Too Slim.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. It was my year. Thanks, Ranger Doug. I guess it was my year. My specialty, the unassisted double play. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Slim. To my right, that's way off in left field for you, is the king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul.
Woody, 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 Woody.
Thank you, friends. Fiddlers never fret. Hey, that one didn't even go over the backstop. Right here in center field, ladies and gentlemen, the living idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Yeah. Yes.
And before we get into a song, let me introduce you to the ace of our relief staff, Joey, the cow polka king. All right, thank you. Let's take a ride. Let's take one more ride. Hot stuff.
Now I'm for trip, don't need no grip. I'm taking one more ride. Way out there in the prairie air, I guess it's in my hide. Where the clickety-clack of the railroad track is calling. Here's a man that knows where the Santa Fe goes, and she gets under steam. And a big loud bell bids a fine farewell, hear her whistle scream. She's bound to go where there ain't no snow a-falling. One more ride. Ooh-wee, 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 ooh. I miss the gloom of the pale white moon that seemed to know my name. And the tumbleweeds or the prairie dog feeds, I miss them just the same. They're all a part of the song in my heart I'm singing. I recall the tune I sang to the moon, it seemed to make him sigh. As I rode away at the close of day and stayed so long a while. How I long to be with the memory he's bringing. One more ride. Hit the trail of the iron rail way out there alone. So my heart will sigh, I know that I am leaving. If I don't come back, there's a one-way track way down in Mexico. You'll find me there or any old where a tumbleweed will grow. So it's goodbye now, you'll never know how I'm grieving. One more ride.
Writers Radio Theater returns right after this fine message from Mammoth Marketing. Here's L. Philo Larry Mammoth.
Friends, L. Philo Larry Mammoth here. Does this sound like a familiar scene around your bunkhouse?
What's wrong with the herd, Woody? They're so listless, so lackluster, so dingy.
You just hit the nail on the head, Ranger Doug. They're dingy. I hosed them down best I could this morning, but you know, you just can't take the time to give each cow a hygienic scrub down when you're running 10,000 head of cattle. I don't know what to do, Ranger Doug.
I see what you mean, Woody, but a dingy herd is a discontented herd. There must be an answer.
There must be, and there is. Now Mammoth Marketing has a simple economical solution to dingy, dirty cattle. Announcing the Mammoth Miracle Hot Springs Drive-Through Cow Wash.
Hit up!
This amazing fully automated cow wash features the latest in bovine hygienic technology, including patented 360-degree high-pressure detergent hoops. These powerful water jets reach all those messy, hard-to-reach places and blast the grime out. Next, our unique brisket brushes churn thick cleansing suds all over the hide. This is followed by the final rinse, which adds a liberal dose of industrial strength downy. Boy, talk about fluffing up with a softness you can't forget. Your cattle almost float, and there's no embarrassing static cling. Next, humane foam-covered ringers remove excess moisture. This is followed by gentle blow dryers, wielded by experienced stylists who shape and coiffure the hide. Then for the final touch, horns and hooves are polished. Brands touched up and ears and rears vacuumed. It's the modern way to keep your herd sun bright, April fresh, and lemon scented. And it's so simple, easy, and gentle. Why, you and your wranglers can ride right through with the herd. Or you can dismount and watch the excitement through a glass window while you enjoy a steaming cup of hot coffee. So don't put up with a dingy, discontented herd. Head them up, move them out, and drive them through the Mammoth Miracle Hot Springs Cow Wash. It's reasonably priced at only $9.99 a ton, so start the roundup today.
The Mammoth Miracle Hot Springs Cow Wash is an indispensable feature at most modern Conestoga stops throughout the West. To find the one nearest you, call 1-900-COW-WASH.
And if there's not one near your spread, franchises are available.
And now back to Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you. Saddle Pals, before we go any further down the trail with this show, I think Too Slim has a little bit of old business to take care of.
Oh, I sure do, Ranger Doug. You know, as faithful listeners recall, a few weeks ago, we ran a commercial for a product called Toolkit in a Holster. And was a part where the toolkit in a holster was used to open a jar of pickles.
Yep.
You remember that?
Yep.
Well, unfortunately, there was a small technical problem. These things can happen in live radio. I don't want to point the finger at anybody. But unfortunately, it came out sounding something like this. And of course, it should have sounded like this.
Yeah.
See?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Slim. You know, Riders Radio Theater regrets that this error occurred and is happy to set the record straight. Yeah.
Big deal. So what's the big difference anyway?
Well,
Woody, see, it would be the easy way to just ignore this situation. To only care about the ring of the cash register and the corporate bottom line. To care not a whit that our name is sullied by misleading advertising and be satisfied with disseminating false information. Yes, that would be the easy way, but it wouldn't be the cowboy way. And now on with the show, featuring Woody Paul, king of the cowboy fiddlers, with a song of his own composition.
Oh, this is a special time for me, boys, because I've got the special girl that I wrote this song for several years ago sitting right over there. And her name is right here on the back of my shirt. Ooh. And I'm going to do a song for her called Pretty Prairie Princess.
Made in Korea?
Pretty Prairie Princess, daddy's little girl, brightest flower ever to blossom in my world. Joyous wonder fills me as I picture you just now. Shiny laughing deep blue eyes beneath your golden brow. Little prairie princess, oh I love you so. When I think about you, all the dark clouds go. Your face shines before me when the lonely trails I ride. A cowboy never grinned a smile that ran so deep inside.
Soon you'll see me riding back to the home corral. Saddlebags are bursting with presents for my gal. And I've found a secret canyon where a new colt waits for you. One day he will ride you where the prairie meets the blue. Pretty prairie princess, you're so much like the one whose heart song ever calls me to her loving arms. Together we will show you how to touch and hold your dreams. And someday, little princess, you will be a prairie queen. Princess, you're so much like the one whose heart song ever calls me to her loving arms. Together we will show you how to touch and hold your dreams. And someday, little princess, you will be a prairie queen.
Writers Radio Theater is funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We appreciate their support and your support of this carrier radio station. It's the Cowboy Way. And now, Writers Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 13, the concluding chapter of the exciting Western melodrama, Mystery of the Lost Ozone. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, the evil villain Slocum has built a gigantic aerosol can and disguised it as a phony devil's tower. To test his power, he then created a large hole in the ozone over Tumbleweed Valley. The result was a dry, barren landscape over which mutant six-foot-tall prairie dogs roam. His sinister purpose in all this was revealed in a blackmail message he left on Dan Quayle's answering machine.
The world's gonna end tomorrow, Junior. I'm going to destroy the ozone all over the planet, unless you meet my harsh demands.
It was a message Dan Quayle never got. He was attending a conference on the homeless in Acapulco at the time. Meanwhile, in the midst of all this impending doom, Riders in the Sky made a startling discovery outside their kitchen window.
Look, fellas, there's a little patch where the grass is turning green again. Gosh, that's strange. I better take some soil and air samples by the Johnny Mac Brown Junior College and have some tests run.
Later that same day, the writer stopped by the same record store where Slocum had sent Charlie to purchase a Slim Whitman compact disc.
Hey, fellas, look, isn't that Slocum's henchman, Charlie, going into the Slim Whitman annex?
In no time, the writers cornered the 300-pound rat, and when he refused to cooperate, side meat hypnotized him.
Okay, Charlie, act like a chicken.
That's just great, side meat, but it doesn't tell us much.
But when side meat changed his line of questioning, Charlie quickly spilled the beans and revealed that Slocum and he had been behind all of the writer's recent string of misfortunes. Then he told them of Slocum's threat to Dan Quayle's answering machine.
We can't leave this up to Dan Quayle's answering machine. Wake him up, side meat, and let's go pay a call on Mr. Slocum.
Oh, all right. But before I do, Charlie, listen up. From now on, anytime you tell a lie, you'll yodel. You got that?
You're right. Yodel every time I lie. Right.
Shortly after that, Charlie escaped, and with the riders in hot pursuit, he returned to the Phony Devil's Tower. Once there, he gave Slocum the Slim Whitman CD. However, he neglected to mention that he'd stolen it and was keeping the $20 Slocum had given him to buy it with.
Say, here's that CD you wanted, boss. By the way, Riders in the Sky are right behind me.
I'm ready for him, Charlie. This Slim Whitman CD is all I need to finish programming my Sidewinder yodel-seeking missile.
Seconds later, the yodel-seeking missile was launched.
There, that'll take care of Ranger Doug. Say, by the way, Charlie, any change from that 20 I gave you for the CD?
No, boss. With tax, it come to an even 20 bucks. Hey, yodel-ay.
Hey, watch that yodeling, Charlie. Any yodel over 3 seconds, and that little Sidewinder missile is going to fly up your royal wazoo at Mach 3 and detonate. You don't want that, pal.
No.
Meanwhile, unaware of the yodel-seeking nuclear warhead-tipped thunderbolt of death screaming through the ozone-depleted skies, Riders in the sky crest a small ridge across from Slocum's hideout and pause to reconnoiter.
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, big fella. There it is, boys. I guess I'll do a quick radar yodel to see how far it is.
And now the final episode of Mystery of the Lost Ozone entitled The Last Blast.
It's only about a half a mile, boys. Let's ride.
Oh, wait a minute, Ranger Doug. What's that sound? Oh, what's that vapor trail coming this way?
Uh-oh, that's a nuclear warhead tipped thunderbolt of death Sidewinder missile cruising through the ozone-depleted sky at Mach 3. And it's headed straight for Ranger Doug.
Oh, no!
You're right, Woody.
We're doomed. There's no escape. It'll get us all.
You're right, Slim.
Say, aren't you boys forgetting something?
Amazing Turbo! He can outrun anything!
Come on, Turbo! On, boy!
Ranger Doug Duck sets off on a fantastic race against Slocum's death-dealing engine of destruction. It's nip and tuck, tuck and nip as they careen across the valley.
Gosh, it's gaining on him!
Oh, it looks like curtains for Ranger Doug!
No, Woody Paul, it's far from curtains for the idol of American youth because he's on Amazing Turbo, the wonder horse of the West, and the only horse in the world with afterburners!
Afterburners! On, Turbo! On, boy!
Wow! Look at him go! Ride, Ranger, ride!
Attaboy, Turbo!
He's outrunning that missile! Look! Look! It's giving up! It's turning away and heading up into the sky! What's it doing, Woody?
That's strange. I'd say from my readings in Jane's missile guide that it's confused. It's lost its main target, and it's probably going to hover around up there until it finds a secondary one. Then whenever it senses whatever it's programmed to respond to, it'll lock in and fly up its royal wazoo at Mach 3 and detonate.
There it goes. It must have sensed another target. It's headed towards the phony devil's tower.
Indeed it is, too, Slim, for inside Slocum's cleverly concealed hideout, Charlie is facing the music in more ways than one.
Oh,
mean there wasn't one penny in change from that 20 I gave you?
Came exactly 20, boss. Exactly.
A Slim Whitman CD cost 20 bucks.
Well, it tax, yeah.
What is this world coming to? Charlie, you're not just forgetting to give me my change, are you?
No way, boss. Hey, leedle, oh, hee, ho, lee.
You'd swear on a stack of Bibles.
Yeah, boss, sure. Hey, leedle,
you wouldn't mind me, would you, Charlie?
Hey, no, never.
Shut up, Charlie. Stop that yodeling, you idiot.
Hey, yo, lee, ho, leedle, oh.
Stop it. What's the matter with you? Your yodeling's going to get us killed. Are you sure there's no change? Charlie, Charlie, stop.
I'm sure no explanation is needed as to the measure of this poetic justice. But faithful listener, don't be lulled into a false sense of security by the just rewards tendered Slocum and Charlie. For even as Ranger Doug rejoins Too Slim and Woody Paul, it is apparent that evil once initiated is seldom checked by simply stopping the initiator.
Wow! Look at that giant mushroom-shaped cloud rising up from that explosion.
You boys know what this means, I'm sure.
Yeah, it means now there's only one Devil's Tower.
Right, Slim. Thank you. It also means that even a seed tick in a nudist colony could see if that cloud reaches the stratosphere, the world as we know it will end.
That's exactly right, Ranger Doug. It's as if every fast food styrofoam container that was ever made or ever will be made in the whole wide world was suddenly cracked open at the same time in the same place. That cloud contains over 50 billion tons of Big Macs. I mean, chlorofluorocarbons.
Wow.
Come on, there's no time to lose. Let's get back to the XXX and notify the government. I hope Dan Quayle is back.
Let's ride.
We're burning daylight, boys.
And so, with the villains vanquished, our dauntless trio rides towards the setting sun. And it brings a conclusion to the exciting Western melodrama, Mystery of the Lost Ozone. Be sure and tune in next week when we begin a brand new story of the Cowboy Way.
But Texas Fix, what about the humongous ozone-destroying cloud of death slowly floating towards the stratosphere?
What about it?
It'll destroy the world if something's not done.
Too Slim, you know these things always have a few loose ends.
Loose ends? We're talking about a cloud of death. We're talking about saving the world. Are we reading the same script?
Yes, we are. And if you'll notice at the top of your script, this is episode 13.
So?
So this serial has to end. Modern radio operates on 13-week schedules. Nothing can be continued beyond 13 weeks. Nothing.
But life doesn't operate on 13-week schedules. Neither does a humongous cloud of death.
Well, all I can say is that these things have a way of working out around here. In the meantime, I'd advise you and everyone else to avoid the sun as much as possible in the coming week. And to be sure and be tuned to this station 7 days from now when we begin our exciting new Western melodrama, Singing Six Gun. The first episode is entitled, Into the Cloud of Death. It's towering adventure you won't want to miss, and it's coming to this Theater of the Mind.
Thank you.
Here
thank
again
you,
are America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky, with Joey the Cowpoke King and a classic of the West.
Thank you, Texas Bix. We have a special classic of the West we'd like to send out this week. We'd like to send it out to a feller, the eponymous Little Joe Winters, who is named after the song Little Joe the Wrangler. He listens to Riders Radio Theater over KUSP in Santa Cruz, California. And here it is, a cowboy classic. Little Joe the Wrangler, he'll wrangle nevermore. His days with the Bermuda, they are done. Was a year ago, last April, he joined this outfit here. Just a little Texas stray and all alone. His saddle was a southern cack built many years ago. An OK spur from 1 foot idly swung. His hot roll in a cotton sack was loosely tied behind, and a canteen from the saddle horn he'd hung. He said he'd do the best he could if we'd only give him work, though he didn't know straight up about a cow. So the boss, he cut him out a mount and kinda took him on, 'cause he sorta liked that little stray somehow. We'd driven to the Pecos, and the weather had been fine. We were camped out in the south side in a bend. When a norther commenced blowing, we doubled up our guard, for it took all hands to hold the cattle then. Little Joe the Wrangler was called out with the rest, and scarcely had the kid got to the herd when the cattle, they stampeded like a hailstorm, long they flew, and all of us were riding for the lead. Between the streaks of lightning we could see a horse far out ahead. Was Little Joe the Wrangler in the lead? He was riding old Blue Rocket with his slicker above his head, trying to check the leaders in their speed. Well, at last we got a millin' and kinda quieted down, and the extra guard back to the camp did go. But one of them was missing, and we all knew at a glance was our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe. Next morning, just at sunup, we found where Rocket fell, down in the washout 20 feet below. Beneath his horse we found him there, his spurs had rung the knell on our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe. Thank you, Saddle Pals. Thank you so much. Well, we'd like to remind you, of course, to tune in again, this time next week, same time, same station, as Riders Radio Theater returns to you once again. Speaking for Too Slim.
Speak for me, Ranger Doug.
Speaking for Woody Paul and Joey the Cow Polka King. This is Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, saying until we meet again, from all of us to all of you.
So long, Saddle Pals, it's been so good to see you. Farewell, Saddle Pals,
we really hate to leave you. But the dogies are a-lowing, roundup time is nigh. A prairie moon is calling from a starry western sky.
So farewell, Saddle Pals,
our parting brings us sorrow.
On down the trail,
we'll find a bright tomorrow. Keep those faces smiling round your home corral.
So until we meet again, goodbye, Saddle Pals.
Riders Radio Theater was taped live at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee. For For more information on Riders in the Sky, the fabulous Two Slims Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, produced, and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Big Spender. Our flight commander is David Skepner. The production foreman is Bert Boombach. Our sound effects wrangler is Big Zeno Klinger. For WPLM Productions, the executive producer is Blazing Brenda Loftus. The producer is Jalapeno Judy Lift. The recording engineers are Cactus Carl Peterson, along with Tombstone Tom Knox and Hoedown Hank Fennell. The station manager is Alkali Alvin Bolt. Guests of Riders Radio Theater stay in the luxury of their own homes in return for this promotional amount announcement. This is Texas Big Bender saying so long, Tattlefowl. See you next week on Riders Radio Theater.
If you have plans to be in Nashville and would like to attend a taping of Riders Radio Theater, we'd love to have you. For information on upcoming taping dates, contact Brenda Loftus at WPLN Productions in Nashville by calling 615-259-6200. That's 615-259-6200. Be there in person for Riders Radio Theater, because it's the cowboy way.